All right, well, you guys ready to roll?
Yeah.
Where am I rolling? Two.
Podcast.
Up the hill.
City.
Podcast City.
Podcast City. Up the hill.
Nice. Up the hill both ways.
Oh, shit.
360 no scope.
In the snow.
360 no scope in the snow.
In the snow? Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Deep.
It is deep.
Is it yellow?
No.
No.
No. Oh,
brown.
Come on, this ain't Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mountain Dew podcast.
Mountain Dew.
This week's podcast is sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
What we would like to say.
It's brown.
It's brown. That's their new slogan?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's brown.
Mountain Dew. It's brown. Deal with it.
Fuck it.
It's kind of like yellow.
That's the fine print.
Right, that's right underneath. It's brown.
It's brown.
It's like a question mark. It's kind of like yellow.
Like they started not as a question, but the last word is yellow?
Is it? I'm not sure.
It is, technically, on the color spectrum.
On the color spectrum?
Of Mountain Dew.
Shit, that's deep.
The Mountain Dew spectrum. On the spectrum of Mountain Dew, brown is kind of like yellow. It's almost yellow.
We need Terry to make an image of this Mountain Dew spectrum. I need
Mountain
to see
spectrum.
It might, just so you're prepared, it might only be two colors.
Fuck.
with no gradient. Just
no gradient.
One color, other color.
They either got it right. They either got it right or it's brown.
It's kind of like yellow though.
It's right next to it. It's fine.
And that's when it becomes more mountain than dew.
Disgusting.
What?
I still drink it.
That's weird. I mean, that's weird, but if you actually think about like the name Mountain Dew, why would you want to drink the water from a mountain?
Hey, listen, some
it's
people
like on
just
a mountain.
They just like to step out the front door and take a look at that grass early in the morning. Some people want to do that.
Some people want to lick it.
It's not grass dew. It's Mountain Dew.
What?
I'm so confused.
It's not grass dew, it's Mountain Dew.
Yeah, well, some people live in the mountains.
Damn.
I guess. But you gotta lick the dew off the mountain itself, not what happens to be on the mountain.
Well, you know what? That just means we all have to take a trip to a mountain.
That is
true. Overnight, and then wake up and lick it.
You gonna go to that camping trip in May?
With
Sam?
Ooh.
Sam's coming back down in May to visit, and he wants to go on like a camping trip or something.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I don't know what's going on though.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it up until right now.
I thought you hated camping. You don't like camping.
I don't mind camping. I used to camp all the fucking time as a kid.
He's a camper,
but you know, I get the shakes when I'm not near like technology after a while.
That's what he's for.
What, Spencer?
I said that's what beer's for. Make you forget there's no technology.
He's not a drinker.
Yeah, I don't really drink anymore though.
He's not a drinker.
Yeah,
anymore.
I did.
It's like Dwight's just standing outside with his phone in his hand, like there's no signal.
Just moving it around. Just is it satellite?
guys, my battery's in the single digits. I don't know what to do.
I need a charger.
We gotta go.
I gotta go home, man. I forgot my medication. I'll bring a car battery with with one of those like 12-volt like adapters or whatever. Just a car battery by itself with the adapter thing on it, so I can plug shit in.
Just walk around with a backpack with a car battery in it.
Yeah, dude. Get my weekly lifting in.
Weekly lifting.
I can carry around a fucking like 35-pound car battery.
I need this.
I need this. So, yeah, someone comes up and he's like, Dwight, why are you carrying around? I need this. Okay.
This is mine. Don't touch it.
Listen, you bring your bed and all that.
Listen, you brought shit too, alright? You didn't just hike up here. I brought this.
Oh, man.
You can't use it now. Go on.
You're banned.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring up a bunch of Mountain Dew that I put a little bit of brown, like, food color dye in it. What's a Mountain Dew? It's brown!
It's Mountain Dew. It's brown.
Brown Mountain Dew. Don't touch it.
It's like you're the only one who knows why it's brown.
Because he pissed in it.
I'll do it too. Wait, what?
His pee is brown now?
My pee is
green. My pee is yellow McBrown.
My pee is green?
What?
The Mountain Dew is green.
Mountain Dew is green?
Green. Your piss is yellow.
Oh, dang.
What the fuck color did you think it was?
I thought it was always more yellow than it was green.
No, what?
Yeah, Mountain Dew. Damn, the bottles are green, but the Mountain Dew liquid.
Yeah, it's like yellow.
It's more yellow, right? I'm not crazy.
I don't drink Dew.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Oh, yeah.
Mountain Dew. I'm Googling.
This guy's Googling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Google.
Image.
I wish they sold Mellow Yellow out here.
They don't?
I can only find it occasionally at a freaking 7-Eleven.
Isn't Sundrop like the same shit?
Huh?
Isn't Sundrop the same shit as Mellow Yellow?
I don't know, probably. Excuse me. But I like Mellow Yellow.
They're all the same shit.
Just because I like saying Mellow Yellow.
Yeah. Because you get that moment like when you look at it and you're picking it up, and then you sing that part of the song, and then you're just like, I don't know the rest of the words.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put it in your shopping cart.
I did it.
And then later you're like, "What? When did I pick this up?" And then you look at it.
Why did I buy this?
And then you're looking at it, and you start seeing it again, and you put it away.
Look at that picture right there. They ignore the text, because obviously they have no idea what they're talking about. But it's like yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow.
They have pounded a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Right.
Wait.
What?
I guess.
How did they get that much into the boot, and there's only like...
I think that they already exhausted one. I'm going to go with that theory. That they are...
Nope.
No?
I don't believe it.
Nah, I don't believe it either.
It's too good. It's an infinite boot.
We're looking at a picture of Mountain Dew in a boot.
Das
Boot. That's German boot. Drinking boot.
Yeah. The boot.
Das Boot. Das Boot. Das Boot.
Not a very good boot, though.
No, it's not. It's kind of like a booty.
Yeah.
Das Booty.
Oh, baby booty.
That's a big fucking baby.
That's probably why it looks so full, yeah. Because if you just take out the foot part, it just looks kind of like a normal glass.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm a Mellow Yellow.
That's a big baby.
But,
That's a biggins.
Yeah, I think what I'll do, I'll just get like a needle or something, like a syringe, and just like poke a little bit through the cap of the thing, of Mountain Dew, for some food coloring dye. I'd be like, here you go. And
brown.
Then that way they crack the seal. Like, how'd you get brown Mountain Dew? It's like, well.
Well, so I can hear you.
I've had it for 10 years.
This is aged dew.
I've been waiting for
this.
This
is single barrel dew. That's a joke only for Spencer, really.
Yeah.
It's got that nice oaky finish.
People do.
It's actually wood stain that I put in there to make it brown.
That wood chip in there 10 years ago.
Some cherry
wood. It's for flavor.
You should drink it in front of them. You're the only one who knows what's in it.
Yep. That way no one takes my drinks.
Yeah.
See?
That's good thinking.
Yeah. Smart. I'll just make everything like weird colors and just be like, go ahead.
Go for it.
Little do you know, I drank the antidote already.
Oh, I drank the antidote.
I drank the fuck. Oh. Something.
You trying to
play I drank the antidote.
How's your water?
So, oh, my,
beer?
My water is very good. It's very water-like.
You keep saying it like that, and people are going to start assuming things.
I like to drink water.
Mm. Water.
Just kidding, I don't like
drinking
water.
I got you all. You thought I was drinking water. Like some kind of commoner.
Whoa, calm down.
Whoa. I took it too far. I apologize.
It's all this water. So, last week, my car mirror got smashed.
I saw that. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I got into my car to go see Leanne, and
favorite kids.
I look over at my mirror because you know, like good driver, you check your mirrors before you take off.
You gotta check the mirrors.
Yeah, and I look over, I'm like, oh, that's broken.
Like, yep.
So I get out of my car and I look at it, I'm like, that's broken. And I'm looking at the full side of my car. I'm just like, I see no scratches, no dents, no nothing. There's no glass or broken shards on the ground or nothing. This thing is just smashed and then pushed forward, like broken past its like hinge or whatever.
Oh.
Somebody thought your mirror was a mailbox.
So, exactly. Yeah, somebody just drove by and fucking smashed it.
Yeah, that's what we all assume.
Fucking Manteca, man.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, I would have been more happy if they just would have hit the entire side of my car, because then my insurance would have paid for it, and I would have gotten half of a new car.
Yeah.
But no, they have to, like, hit it, because I think I got, like, a $500 deductible or something on my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Typical. So they don't pay for people that don't know what fucking deductible is. It's a big word, first off. I don't know how to spell it.
Wow, that was a good segue to that.
What, a segue to me not knowing how to spell? So anyways, here's a list of other words I can't spell. Automatopoeia? What the fuck is that? Anyways.
It's like a...
Oh.
like a
pop. Or a gunshot.
Like,
I know what an onomatopoeia is.
Okay.
This isn't about me not knowing what the word means, just I can't spell it.
Damn.
Anyways, so a $500 deductible would basically mean that my insurance will cover anything that's over $500 of damage. A lower deductible is better, but you're going to pay out the ass for it every month. So if you got yourself like a $100 deductible or some shit, you're going to be paying probably twice as much as someone that just went with the normal $500 or something. Or if you're really cheap, you'll get a really high deductible. And you're basically...
$5,000 deductible.
Right? Like more than the car,
what's
basically.
Up? I pay $5 a month for insurance.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Shit.
And if your car isn't even worth $5,000, then like totaled.
Somebody T-bones their car. Oh, shit. That's coming out of my deductible.
$2,500. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Never mind. Can you wreck my car twice and then a little bit more so it passes?
Back up, hit it again, or
fuck, you should have just scratched it yourself then. Fuck.
Right. Yeah. So anyways. Just my mirror broke or whatever. And I'll tell you what, it's weird not having a mirror when you've grown used to it over like 8 years. Like I kept looking over, I can't do that, and I kept having to do that like move sideways over the shoulder, like looks. And I looked like a crazy person, like merging on the freeway. And just like, is it safe? Huh? Is it safe?
I went to the hardware store and got one of those handheld
mirrors. Lee was saying that too.
Yeah, just get that, tape it on. You're fine.
Yeah, I should have done that. I actually saw a picture on Reddit not too long ago of someone who did that too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so yeah, I went with that one for about a week, and I looked up the cost of them, and they're about like $70 or $80, brand new, but primered. They come primered. They don't come painted.
Oh.
So I was just like, well, shit. And I just by chance checked on eBay. I really don't like buying things on eBay because I don't trust anybody on there.
Yeah, same.
You know? I don't blame you, dude.
Yeah, and I have Amazon Prime, so I'm just like, I'll fucking just get everything on Amazon anyways. And, like, I just bought new sheets for my bed on Amazon.
Just whatever.
When you have Prime, like, that becomes, like, your reality. You're just like, I have free 2-day shipping. Why do I have to get up and go downtown and pay more for the same shit when I could just be like, yep, buy that, and then, like, 2 days later, a lot of times it comes the next day.
You're not even paying for gas now, too.
Exactly. I'm not wasting gas. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not sitting there like, I don't know, what are the reviews on this one, you know? Which I have done, by the way. Actually, one time I was looking for a juicer. I was all about juicing at one point.
Damn, I remember that.
Yeah.
Get done juice.
Man, and
that was...
And then I texted Terry. Because I couldn't get a lot of reception inside of Target. And I was like, dude, look this up, this one. Is it, like, decent? And he goes, yeah, you're good. And I'm just like, all right. And I picked it up. But, yeah, so I checked eBay, and I saw some shop. It was, like, a reseller or whatever. And it had my mirror, only the left side, only the driver's side. And I'm just like, really? You don't even have the other side? I don't, whatever. So, for my car... And it was silver. I'm just like, all right, yep, I'm bidding on that. And it was the one guy was already bidding on it for $66,
yeah.
Or $65, excuse me. So I'm just like, all right, fuck it. And I put the top at like $80 because I figured, you know what, if I'm gonna pay $80 anyways for a new one, might as well pay.
Yeah.
Put that as my top for one that's already my color and everything.
Yeah.
No one else bid on it, and I got it for $66. And free shipping. It showed up in like 2 days, and so this morning I put it on. You got to take off my entire goddamn door panel for my fucking mirror.
Yeah,
the entire door panel, and then my tweeter that's there, and then you get to the one bolt. Oh my god, it is a piece of shit.
You only have one bolt for your mirror?
Yeah, it's a big bolt.
Mine's got three.
Well, you got a big ass truck, and like your mirror is probably like the weight of my tire.
Probably. I put aftermarket mirrors on mine, like tow-in mirrors, so they're wider.
They're wider, yeah.
And they have three bolts, and I snapped one of them off on my driver's side, so my mirror wobbles a little bit when I'm going real fast.
Oh, shit.
It really needs all three of those bolts.
It's real nice.
Watch that mirror just, like, fly off one day, and you're just like, well!
There it went.
Should have put three bolts in.
You can't even get mad after that point.
You really can't. I was really happy.
I would probably be mad, but just because I would want to look into that mirror to see where it hit.
Right? Where it was falling behind you? I was really surprised that I didn't break anything. Like, I was so used to, like, my old car, my old Golf, that anytime I would take apart anything to fix it, I would always break those fucking tabs that, like, they clip into, or, like, you lose those metal ones, the pancake ones that, like, slide over, like, a little bit to hold a screw.
Mm-hmm.
You lose those, and everything breaks, and, like, when you put it back together, well, that's floppy now, and you just put some double-sided tape on it, and you hit it, and it's like, well, that's just gonna have to hold.
That's good now. That's fine.
Yeah. I didn't break anything. In fact, the hardest part of this installation, other than it just being a pain in the ass to take out my whole fucking door frame, is getting my lock, like, back through the hole.
Yeah.
That's a piece of shit. I needed a second pair of hands.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Oh, God, that's terrible. But I got a new-to-me mirror, and it works. The motor in it works, and I'm pretty sure that the defrosters work. I can't really test that right now.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had to test mine.
Yeah.
Because we fucking didn't have a goddamn winter here.
No? It rained a lot up there.
It rained, but it didn't get cold. Mm. It didn't rain a whole lot. We're still in a freaking crazy drought.
Mm. Yeah.
You guys probably got more rain than we did up here. We got some more. We got some tornadoes, though.
Stockton and Tracy got hit with a crazy hailstorm, like, last week. And all this week, it's been, like, 80 plus, and I'm just like, oh, it's getting hot. I don't like this.
Yeah, I get to work in a metal building, so.
it's toaster?
Real nice. I'm just like, oh, motherfucker.
I think bread says the same thing right before it goes into a toaster. I'm going to work in a metal building. No, it's so hot in here.
But then I don't get eaten after work, so it's different.
What do you mean you don't get eaten?
Hey, PG. Let's keep it PG. Come on.
Hey,
no. Come on.
Alex, tone it down with the colorful talk, man.
Jeez.
Oh.
How hot is it getting in Florida right now?
Okay. Oh, it's hot. I want to say like 90 at the moment.
90 with 100% humidity, so it feels like 2,000.
Yeah, then there's the humidity.
It's not always humid. Fuck.
It's always humid.
No, it's not.
Always.
No, do you live here?
I used to go there like twice a year.
Okay. It's better than me, who's never been there and still speculates.
Yeah, it's true. But it's not always humid.
My grandpa had a greenhouse. Like, you don't need a greenhouse. You live in Florida.
Just put it in your house.
just put it outside. It's a greenhouse.
He called it a blue house.
It's high is like 81 tomorrow, so that's not too bad.
Not bad.
Oh, yeah. No. Dude, I think actually it's 81 tomorrow for me, too.
Nice.
All right. But you don't have the same humidity.
I was about to say, what's your humidity, though?
Zero.
Let me check.
Tomorrow. Oh, hell yeah. 78 tomorrow.
What?
With a humidity of 53%.
57.
That's all that matters, dude.
Does Florida even get that low? Is that like a record low, 50%?
I don't know. Maybe? I don't know how humidity works. Is higher bad or lower bad?
Higher is bad, yes.
Because higher means there's like it feels like there's more water in the air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got a 53% humidity tomorrow.
Let's see what I got.
This is weird because this sort of conversation only becomes interesting after you pass like the 22 or 23 years old.
I know, we're old.
And fucking high school is like, is it sunny tomorrow? Yeah, okay, whatever.
Okay, we're in shorts.
You really only care like once it hits like above the hundreds, and you're just like, oh, it's like 110 out.
It gets fucking hot. Yeah, I definitely agree with that one.
We like temping the asphalt at work when it gets to those 110, 115 degree days.
Temping?
Taking the temperature. We have a temp gun.
Okay, I get you.
Take the temperature of the asphalt. Last year, I think it was like 140, 150 degrees. So real. Yeah. It's real fun when you have to work and inspect the trucks.
That sounds terrible.
You get to roll under a truck that's been sitting on 150 degree asphalt, mm-hmm. and you're just like,
Why don't you guys got to get those like full body rollers or whatever, and keep them in the shade, and then when you need them, just pull it out and then just slide across the ground.
What?
Okay, hold on.
That sounds.
Sorry, I got a text message.
Oh yeah.
And then I was returning. Said text message.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't hear
what I was talking about?
Nope.
Okay.
Completely ignored.
Yeah, it's like
Dwight, I got a text message.
Podcast out, I got a text message.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Fuck it.
What?
I do it all the time when I'm streaming. I'm just like, hold on, guys, I got a text message.
Hold on, fuck it. Yeah, I remember I watched...
It sort of has become a thing in my streams. Like, oh, Dwight fell asleep looking at his dick again.
I think I saw that one. I think that's the one I joined in.
Well, it happens multiple times.
And you were just staring down, and the game wasn't doing anything. People were just talking about what you were doing. I was like, "What the fuck is going on? Did this freeze?"
Yeah,
and you're just staring down, just what?
What the fuck?
I just pictured the hey, like actually look at his thing quick.
Yeah, that looks good.
Oh man, I'm tired.
Shit, that's him. Oh, we killed somebody.
I'm tired all of a sudden. Better close my eyes for a little bit.
I'll take a quick little nap, everybody. I'm gonna roll 3 minutes of ads. I'll see you guys in an hour.
Forgot the ads.
Just come back with you just drooling on your freaking shirt. Just
any new keyboard. Well,
at least if anything, it's good to know that you can do that now.
What? I could take a nap.
Look at your dick at the same time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I mean, it's something I've been working on. I'm getting real good at it.
I was imitating you falling asleep, staring at your chest, and I accidentally like muted my
your headphones.
Yeah,
yeah. You like look down. You're like, oh, okay.
I made a bad joke, and everyone stopped talking. Shit.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's because I think it's just because like the angle my webcam's at too. It's just like anytime I look down, like below my keyboard, it just looks like I fell asleep, or yeah. Just like looking down at something there, and they can't see my dick, so they don't know.
What?
Okay, no, everybody's too busy looking at their dicks right now.
Yeah, so
tell them. Come on.
Well, I can't have you guys all falling asleep right now. I need you.
Keep the illusion.
I need you for the podcast.
What are you?
Just don't look at your dicks and you fall asleep.
Too late.
What? How'd you sleep though? Too late. I'm out.
Alex, don't clap. You're gonna wake your girlfriend.
She's already up. I can hear her in the background.
She's taking a miniature nap.
I picked you go too late. Like in that same way, you tell someone, "Don't tell me what to do." I just instantly fall asleep. Yeah,
too late. Looks down, falls asleep.
Like I do.
It's good. This is all good things.
Can you imagine if that's
so simple. If that's the way it worked, everybody would be sleeping right now. That would be the best. Guys, I gotta go to sleep. Hold on.
Wait, let me get a quick nap in.
You gotta use the fucking toilet at work.
Fuck that. Do it in the break room. Listen, it's not my problem if they're looking, alright?
Somebody's gonna walk into the break room. Aw, god damn it, Dwight. Get his dick again.
I wouldn't care, I'm asleep. What do I care?
I didn't want to walk over to wake you up because it's still hanging out.
put my phone on silent so they can't even like call or text me.
Oh man, just leave it on vibrate. It'll wake you up.
I got a freak. One of my coworkers, I don't know what the hell his problem is, but you can call him and he'll have his phone in his front pocket on his shirt and he won't hear it.
What?
What are you doing? I'm staring at you, calling you right now, and you're just
Does he have like a hearing problem?
Well, I mean, we're not going to go into that.
Well, I mean, that could be the exact reason.
No, he actually, he tells us he,
has great hearing?
No, it's even better.
I can hear everything.
He tells us that he broke his head open.
Oh. Uh-huh. So
great.
So, I guess there was some big car accident that he was into, but he likes to describe it as, when I broke my head...
Damn. Oh.
let's just go ahead and not
say it. His ear bits probably just fell out of whack. Then.
It is just his whole head. It's just... It's something.
It's a mess. It's
broken.
I tell you what.
It's broken.
Grandma, thanks.
Uh-oh. Got out of the
phone. You got him revved up. He's not going to stop.
Revved up.
Fill him up with gas.
It's just really hot.
What, are you going to, like, insane or something?
No, whenever it gets hot, I start coughing.
Oh.
You might want to get that.
Is that like
out.
How Ryan's allergic to the cold? You're like allergic to the hotness?
Yeah.
Cold?
Yeah, Ryan. What? Yeah. But Ryan's thing is an actual thing.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Like that's like a science.
Yeah, it's like it's an actual thing. Yeah, hold on. I'll find it. It has a word that I can't remember. Cold.
Sniperitis.
Urticaria? I don't know.
Living in the Arctic. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Cold urticaria.
Urticaria, I think.
Urticaria.
Means
cold. That sounds like it's from South Park. I think that's...
Yeah.
Oh, I've got the cold urticaria.
But, yeah.
I caught the cold urticaria.
He's urticaria.
The cold urticaria.
Stop caring about how it's pronounced after a while. I got the cold urticaria.
Oh, I want. Does Ryan? He knows the name of this thing.
No, he doesn't know off the top of his head. Just knows that he says I'm allergic to the cold.
I haven't talked to him in a while. I want to hear him try and say this, and then I'll just respond with...
Well, just now you have it, like, preloaded. He doesn't know the name, but, you know, like, you could probably coax him in and be like, well, what is it? Like, look it up.
Yeah,
but he knows that it's, like, a science-proven thing,
yeah,
right?
I talked to him about it beforehand. We talked about it on a podcast once.
He gets hives and shit?
Well, I don't know. I think he gets hives. He just gets, like, a rash. Like his skin turns 27
millimeter
red.
Diameter.
Does he start like sneezing constantly?
No. Oh no. Yeah, that's really the extent of it.
End of podcast.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
All right. Good night.
Oh, I made a high pitched laugh and I didn't mean to.
You were also saying to carry all high pitched every single time.
Yeah, but he was talking, Alex. It wasn't
I think
a laugh.
That's how pronounced now though. It's cold.
We should just change it on Wikipedia. Like just that part. Fucking T-Mobile texting me and shit.
T-Mobile. Hey, what'd you do?
Hit me up.
Hey, what up? What's going on?
I tried to find this picture that I saw on Reddit, this guy that texted this this like teen kid or whatever, thinking that it was this girl named Tina or whatever, because Tina gave him the wrong number.
Tina,
bitch. Oh. But he took a picture like a selfie of like him with like his cat or whatever, and he kind of like he did it in such a way that you couldn't really tell that it was a boy, you couldn't really tell it was a girl either. So the dude kept talking to her.
Wait, the cat or him?
Him. Yeah, he just like took a picture, like a selfie with his cat, and The cat was like in the foreground, so you couldn't really see him. So I don't think the guy could have been able to tell like through the camera or the phone or whatever.
So he was tucking.
So he kept talking. Yeah, he kept talking to the dude or whatever like that, and he goes, "Sorry, this isn't Tina. I think she gave me the wrong number." And he's like, "Well, fuck," and shit. I gotta find it because I don't want to ruin the punchline. But it's funny. It's about cats and stuff.
I know. How are you going to leave us hanging?
I'm not leaving you hanging. I'm trying to find the picture. All right?
I'm trying to grab
look,
on. There's nothing to grab
look,
on to.
Look, there's a picture to tie you over, all right?
I don't want to get tied. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, the cheese!
I mean, I don't know if that's what you guys heard in your heads, but that's what I got.
I just imagine him falling over backwards into the sea, trying to swim.
There was an original.
Well, now that you said that, what if he fell over backwards and couldn't get out? He'd just be fucking scrambling, and people are walking by like,
he's got the food, he's got
the cheese,
he's got cheese,
he got cheese.
He just said, "I am one with the cheese."
I am the cheese.
You know, it's funny though. I don't know about your guys's preferred grocery stores, but the Safeway that we go to, cheese is about 6 or 7 feet away from the beer.
Oh man, it's great.
So, I mean,
do you have? Are they saying that you should have cheese with your beer?
Yes.
Yes. That's a great store.
We have a little, what the fuck are they called? It's a little German pub.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of those in Chico now, and it's pretty good. I mean, you wouldn't go there for a meal,
mm-hmm.
but me and Kayla went there a couple months ago, probably, first time, and it's been there for years.
Well.
And they got freaking beer cheese with pretzels and...
Beer cheese.
Yes. Yeah,
is that like beer?
Beer, like you order, it's okay. Like, can I get a glass of beer cheese?
No, no, no.
Or is it,
like, is it a bowl of cheese? Like bowl of beer cheese?
It's like nacho cheese, but it's
nice. Got beer.
It's like beer cheese.
It's like a cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
You dip your pretzels or whatever they have with it.
All right.
They had a whole bunch of European shit. And it was like, oh, I don't know what the fuck half of these things are, so I'll get beer cheese. I mean, I like beer, I like cheese, I'll get beer cheese.
Yeah, but what if it was cheese beer? Would you still be that happy about it?
Cheese beer? Yeah. I mean, it depends on the, you know, the type.
Consistency of, like, nacho cheese, but in a beer bottle and tastes like beer.
I mean, I'll drink some sharp cheddar beer.
Yeah. But
Swiss beer. I have little bubbles in it.
Damn, he's got a lot about this.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was a combination of that, and then I saw this picture, and this isn't going to make shit sense for you guys, but...
It's not gonna make shit sense. Oh, what?
that is perfect of the, like, expression that you get. There's a picture, it's like when you grind a gear. I'm gonna tweet this out. I'm gonna tweet it to Terry, he'll know.
Yep.
It's this little girl. And she's just making a weird ass face.
Yeah, that's a creepy ass face.
She's like, eh.
that's the face. I don't know about that.
BRB.
Oh, okay.
That's the face you make when somebody scratches the chalkboard.
Oh, Spencer didn't mute his mic.
Is he screaming in the background? What the fuck? I'll be right back. I gotta go scream for a little bit.
I gotta go scream in the other room for a bit.
Well, he got Tourette's or something.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, shit. It's real.
No? Like, I don't... You can't just... Yeah, well, you know, play that off.
It's fucking... Seriously? The face? That's like a creepy face.
What, the little girl?
Yeah, he just tweeted it out again.
Oh, what?
You tweeted the little
girl. Oh, yeah, I tweeted it to Terry, like I said I was going to.
Yeah, I know, and I just saw it.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, Twitter has that, like, little profile, or, like, preview of, like, pictures now. Of people that you follow.
Yeah.
And hers is just like her face. There's no text.
It's derp.
There's no context like that.
That's great. It's like, oops, I Twittered.
Oh, what did you do?
You okay, Spencer?
What? Hmm?
Oh, man. I really hope I can find this picture.
He has no idea.
I'm talking about the text picture or whatever.
Spencer.
Yeah.
He's lost.
Picture of that dude that texted him. And he took a picture with his cat or whatever.
Oh.
I want to say I've seen it, but I'm not sure.
Maybe. It seems like it would be like a photo that was been around for a while.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many pictures in here. Come on, you guys got a vamp while I'm looking for this shit. Spencer, look at that picture.
What? I'm not a vampire. Come on. What are you talking about?
We're fucking
He's
real.
He's not.
I'm not. That's a true statement.
I don't know how you guys find these pictures. Fuck, man.
It took me a while. I hit the words. I was like, Jesus.
What the fuck does that mean?
You guys just like live on Reddit or something?
It's too soon,
man. Too soon. I guess that is true, right?
Or maybe
in pieces, Paul. I don't know. Look at that one. Now,
did you hear about that?
What
the freaking the Fast and Furious, the one that they filmed? That he was, what's his name? Paul Walker.
Yeah.
He was. They had already filmed some stuff with him.
They finished it.
They finished it, but they ended up filming like far away or from behind scenes with his like twin brother.
Oh,
not identical twin, but twin
close
brother.
Enough.
Yeah.
Oh dang.
So and then I don't remember what the name of that movie that's coming out sooner, but the cop movie with Paul Walker. Have you guys seen previous
the
for
cop
that?
Movie with Paul Walker?
It's
isn't that Fast and Furious 1?
No. Like Twin Bridges or something.
Oh,
I've never heard Bridges. Of
no, I did not hear about that.
Fucking YouTube has previews all over it for me. And I'm just looking for scenes. Like, is that his brother? Is that him? Is that his brother? Who is that?
Who is that?
What is that?
It's called Brick Mansions.
Brick. Twin. Yeah, I mean, bridges, brick. I mean, that's the same.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Brick that's Mansions. Weird. I thought, like, Fast and Furious was going to be, like, the last one ever. I don't know.
That's what I found.
No, they're going to have, like, 17 of them.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to run that into the ground.
Huh.
Brick Mansion.
Huh.
Mm. What?
Interesting.
What is interesting?
Hey, just calm down.
Okay, well, you know.
All right. Just, hey, calm. Hey.
Hey.
Just be cool.
Why is he always playing undercover cops?
Because that's what he's good at. Apparently.
Is that like...
Maybe they look that's at what him he and was. Maybe that street racing thing that he died in, maybe he was an undercover cop.
Damn.
Well,
damn.
The guy that was in the car was a cop, wasn't it?
Oh, shit.
it's all coming together now.
It was LAPD versus NYPD.
Oh.
And they didn't even know. Hey, do you guys see my tweet about that freaking...
No.
Hey, calm down.
I don't see any.
Finish the statement.
Nope, don't stop talking. Jeez. That's
okay,
it.
Go ahead.
There was a charity hockey game in New York between the NYPD and the
I saw that briefly.
New York Fire Department. Mm-hmm. And then a huge line brawl ensued.
Oh.
Where everyone, including everyone sitting on the benches, decided to leap onto the ice and start fighting each other.
Oh, yeah! What? I saw. I didn't see your tweet about it, but I heard about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a bunch of, like, law enforcement and shit just, like, out there.
Yeah, it was the New York police versus the New York Fire Department.
Yeah.
And something happened, and they started to not like each other, so... The entire teams fought each other, except for the goalies. It's a pretty funny video.
Goalies just stand around like,
yeah,
what
the goalies fuck? Just the goalies skate out to center ice, and then they just stand there, like, talking to each other and watching everyone. They're just kind of like, you fucking see these guys? What the fuck are they doing?
Shooting the shit. Goalies, man.
But yeah, the charity charity hockey game, and I saw a YouTube video from the one of the fans' point of views, and you can start hearing the fans chant like NYPD sucks or something.
Oh.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
All right, these guys like firefighters, I guess. I don't know.
Right? Like, are you supporting firemen, or are you just saying it because it's your opportunity? But
I think it was probably like the white people version of fuck the police.
Oh. That was, okay.
PD sucks.
It's not very nice.
That's true, though.
What?
We had a thing in psychology class today where we were talking about racial profiling. And we were watching a YouTube video of this guy who was just calling out all the stereotypes. And this black girl that sits next to me goes, "What's wrong with chicken and watermelon?" "If you don't like chicken and watermelon, there's something wrong with you." I like chicken and watermelon.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
It's true. I mean, like, you can't really hate watermelon, except for if you hate the texture, then I can understand. But watermelon is quite literally, like, just water. With, like,
it's
a little
so
bit
so refreshing.
Huh?
So refreshing.
Yeah, but you can never get enough of that shit. Like, there's never enough to, like, until you eat the entire watermelon, you're just like, I shouldn't have done that.
You gotta watch out for those seeds, though.
That's true.
You seen that Rugrats?
Yeah, I did actually. That freaked me the fuck out as a kid.
Or it's gonna grow in your belly.
It's gonna fucking grow in your belly, man.
Yeah, you gotta.
I seen that episode. I'm not doing
you
that.
Don't do that, all right? You spit those fucking seeds out, you piece of shit.
I seen Magic School Bus.
We could just shrink some bitches down, and they could go in there, and they can take care of it.
What do you guys think of the new Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I still haven't seen the trailer, but I heard that they have, like, human lips.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I heard it's not that great.
I mean, it could be a good movie, but just seeing them... No.
No?
I like the 90s. Well, when did that movie, the old one, come out? 90s something?
The movie?
Like 80s.
Yeah, the...
Which one?
The real movie.
The original Ninja Turtles?
Original movie. Was it the original movie? The non-animated one?
Yeah, where they... Well, I think there was like three of them, weren't there?
Was
there? There was a bunch. It was, I think, three.
There was one in 2007, too.
Oh, was there? I don't... No,
is that the animated one?
TMNT.
Yeah, that's that animated.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. I don't know. Is it what? No, that's 2008.
It's like old.
Yeah.
I was 1990.
I'm looking at
90s.
One. 90 is the first one, I think. The original movie. It says 1990.
Yeah, 1990.
Yeah,
yep,
I see that.
It. Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
The original movie, it says on the bottom.
1990.
The best
one. That one. I like that one. I like their faces more in this one than
yeah, and then there was the second
whatever Michael Bay did to him. It just, nah.
There was the second one in 91 and the third in 93.
I don't know if I ever saw those.
Let me see. I gotta look at this trailer.
The Secret of the Ooze.
Dang.
That's the best one. That's with the little Kung Fu kid.
But you know what? Shredder in the previews for this new one looks fucking fantastic. I'll give him
because
that.
He's got human lips.
they
so they can kiss.
Michael Bay.
Did you guys see the new Captain America yet?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't. I hear it's awesome.
You saw it, Spencer? I heard it's like...
good.
Somebody said it's like the Metal Gear Solid movie we've been waiting for.
It's awesome! Is it true, Spencer?
Yeah, it's real good.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what, though. What? You can't go to the bathroom at any point.
No?
Because I was, you know, I knew there was after credit stuff. Yeah. So as soon as the screen went black, I was like, okay, I have to fucking, I'm going pee right now. And so I rushed to the bathroom. I came back and she was like, oh, you missed one. Fuck!
And then she didn't even tell you, did she?
No, she told me.
Whatever.
But you know what? I can't find it. It's not on YouTube yet, so.
That's not too bad.
She told me what it was, and I went online and read some shit about it to see what was going on, but there's no video of it yet. But there's two after credits scenes.
That's who?
Thor did something kind of like that, too. Thor 2.
I have not seen Thor 2 yet.
I watched it yesterday, last night, actually, with Leanne. For the first time. She's seen it already, damn. But whatever. I was just like, I haven't seen it. You went and saw it without me, and then we never saw it.
Yeah.
So.
We've been trying to look for it on the...
What was the scene in Thor? I don't remember.
You can say it. I don't...
Well, the last one was him coming back, and that was real shitty. I can see we have shit about that. But, The Infinity Stone thing too, that they gave to the collector or whatever. That guy, and they're like, keep this safe, and he's like, oh, I will. Damn, and then dude. Like when they turn their back, it goes one down, five to go, and then it's like, boop.
Okay, what? I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I don't know what you just said at all.
Nah, that's cool.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah. I saw the movie, though, but I don't remember that.
Okay. I'm sure you saw the movie.
Okay. Did you watch the end credits?
I don't remember.
Did you watch the entire credits?
Yeah, did you watch all of them?
Because that's what they're talking about. Alex probably just left. Alex is one of those people.
All right, stand by.
The movie's over. Peace. That was great.
Talking about the fucking parking
lot. Wow, these credits are really boring.
I can't remember.
Why are you guys still sitting down?
Guys, the movie's over. Fucking
move.
Dumbasses.
Fuck you guys. I just see you walking. You sit in the middle of the aisle, and everyone stays seated after it ends, and you just start walking through, just kicking people's shins. Move!
Trying to go home.
It's over.
I gotta take a dump. Beep, beep.
I'm gonna dump all over you.
You better look out.
Yeah, you better move.
What ain't no one want to get dumped on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What'd you do, Spencer?
I don't think I did anything, but look at...
No.
Shimmy is bombarding me with...
Is it tooting? Oh, Jesus yeah. Christ, yeah. What the fuck, Shimmy?
I didn't
this
do
can't
anything.
Just I happen. You can't just do this without any sort of instigation, Shimmy. If he said something to you, then, well, maybe. Oh, well, no, she said right there. Because you fucking tweeted out that you're doing a podcast, you piece. Okay.
Hey, come
she's,
on.
Oh, my
she's fine
God,
now.
What did you
she's
do? Fine.
Hey, just be calm.
I'm calm. Shimmy's not.
Shimmy's
holy,
not.
Holy toots.
I'm surprised my phone hasn't blown up, though. My phone hasn't... My phone doesn't have a single Twitter notification.
Watch in, like, 15 minutes, it's just about...
My phone's dead. If my phone dies...
Right, it just dies instantly.
I'm blaming it on shit.
The fucking vibration just kills the battery.
The vibration is going to cause an L.A. earthquake.
Even though you're way up north...
You're the cause of millions
of
deaths.
I'm 8 hours away from L.A., but it's probably going to cause like a 7.14.
It's
going to
cause some tremors. Her tweets from Detroit are going to connect through L.A., and it's just not going to happen. Or it's not going to deal with it. She's She's always tweeting about potholes and shit. Like, I feel like that's all her all her tweets are now, is either, like, bombarding people with toots, or pictures of the road going like, what the fuck is this?
Or how she's lost her sanity.
Pray for my tires.
Probably because she just spams people with toots and takes pictures of potholes. A sane person doesn't do that. Like, if you just break it down like that, like, oh yeah, there's this this girl on Twitter, I think it's a shimmy dance. All she does is potholes and train noises. That's it. It's awesome. You gotta follow her. It doesn't make any sense.
It's real good. Good shit.
Oh.
Hey, who's yawning? Who did that?
Nobody.
Hey, you did that.
What?
Damn.
What?
Damn.
I think that was more of a sigh than a yawn, but okay.
You're sighing? Don't sigh.
Yeah, why? What? You sad about something?
No.
You can talk to me. I'm all out of my brown Mountain Dew.
Shit.
It's brown!
Gotta go stock up.
It's brown!
It's brown!
It's brown.
Speaking of Brown, I almost invited Jose to the call, but I knew he wouldn't pick up.
What?
Jose's around?
I don't know. He's online.
What?
Yeah, he's on Skype. I'll bring him in here, but he ain't going to pick up. You know he's not going to pick up. If he picks up, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
He's going to say so. I was downstairs making a sandwich.
Right. I was on my bed.
It was too far.
2 feet away from his fucking computer.
Couldn't do it.
My pants were off. I couldn't do it. It was a thing.
That's his whole supply of excuses.
That's his whole arsenal, right? Or I was working a double. Or I've been working doubles.
That's his best excuse. I'm on my bed. Can't get up. Too far.
I was on my bed and my pants were off.
Favorite.
You're asking me to do 2 things. I'm still looking for that picture, by the way.
Which one?
The one with the about the text message. It all makes sense. See, I'm glad you guys forgot, because now the punchline will be that much better.
I don't remember.
Yeah, see? Bam!
Oh, yeah. It was something about a cat.
Yeah, whatever.
What?
Alex. That's cat? All Dwight posts in fucking chat
yeah,
now.
Okay, cats. I'm all about cats right now, okay?
It's all about that one emoticon and fucking cats. That's fucking Dwight now. And he's sitting here making fun of Shimmy, and he does the same shit.
He's doing it right now.
Yep. The fucking face right there.
I'll fucking tweet it.
Do it. Fucking cat pictures and fucking emoticon.
Does that face have any significance to your stream?
The face has, like, it doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look like the same face on Twitter. Like, Twitter's text, it looks surprised. It's like, hey, cats.
Hold on.
he's kind of like, excited. Like, he's looking over, he's like, oh, what's that?
Doesn't do it any justice.
But, I mean, does it, like, it like have a
significant meaning to it?
Like, if you put it, people are like, oh, here we go, Alice and Dwight!
Absolutely not. Face. None of that.
It's just creepy.
It's just meant to be like,
do you have, like, a notepad file just with that face?
No, that shit is macroed into a keyboard, bro.
Why do you think I have such an expensive keyboard?
For my face. It's there. He pushes in one key and it comes out.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kayla said, what's up, bros?
Hey,
so what's up?
Show her that face, Spencer.
Face? Yeah.
That's all our faces right there.
What face?
Wait, I'll find you. Hold on, I'll find you a bigger picture of it.
Oh, that face?
Show her this one.
Oh.
Be like, hey.
See that one? It's
real?
Too big.
You even have a web page?
So
I just fucking Googled it.
Liar.
I did. There's a couple more.
Saved it.
Hey, so I follow a news channel in a local news channel
of
up here.
Of course you do.
And they just tweeted something, and the subject is grandmother in coma after road rage suspect chucks coffee mug.
What?
Okay, wait, no, let's piece this scene together without putting any effort into looking what's going on, right? So what do you think happened?
I mean, that's horrible, but...
Okay,
I'm
that goes without being said. We know, yeah, it's bad. But what do you think happened?
I think someone was on the highway, and then they got to a stoplight, because we have some of those up here. Stoplight on the highway.
That doesn't seem
right. And some guy just... freaking was like, oh, you're fucking driving too slow, and he rolled down his window, and this grandma beside him had her window down, and he just fucking chucked his coffee cup.
Yeah, and
hit her straight in the head.
What?
That's what I think happened.
That hard-ass coffee just knocked her into a coma.
God, watch out for that coffee.
Alright. That sounds pretty reasonable.
Oh, they never picked up,
no,
huh?
Of course not.
No.
That's a little too optimistic of me.
What it was. I told you one got to pick up.
No.
He told you.
I did. I said, hey, he's not going to pick up.
I guess not. Hey, so what's free with PSN this month? I haven't been keeping up.
I don't remember. Let's look out. Let's look at it right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dwight hasn't turned his on in forever.
I don't even have to turn it on to get that stuff, though.
I swear to God. I swear to God, Dwight, every now and then I'll see you on
there
with Netflix.
I'm not! I promise you I'm not. Wait, you...
I will take a picture of it
okay,
next time.
No.
Yeah, it says you're on Netflix.
Okay, yeah, it says my PSN. I'm not on my PS4, though. The PS3 is hooked up with my Netflix shit.
Oh, so somebody in your house is using it. Oh, okay.
Nothing special from looking at besides Mercenary Kings. Look,
Cooper.
Your Monster Hunter is finally free.
I know, but I'm like, eh. But so is Sly Cooper, and I like Cooper.
Cooper?
Did you say,
so you say something Sly about Cooper?
Yeah. Who's Cooper?
It's Sly Cooper, fucking the...
I don't see that. What the fuck you see that?
Sly Cooper crossed by Thieves in Time, PS Plus. It's already out.
I don't see it. Don't see it.
Not for PS4.
Spencer, that's not it.
That's it. That is the one.
That's what I see.
Spencer, don't retweet my things, please.
I'm going to retweet all of the things.
Don't do that.
I'm going to go to your Twitter right now and retweet everything that you've ever tweeted.
Huh, it's not there.
So, there's this new thing, apparently... at, what is this? Is this Taco Bell? I don't know.
Breakfast?
No. They got what? This new, like, promo thing, you know, like when you go up to drive-thru or whatever. They have, like, all the fucking posters and shit up of, like, new stuff that they have. Apparently, they got this new poster up right there, if you guys are looking at it.
Happier hour.
Yeah, but the drink on the right there kind of looks like a dick.
What? Oh, what?
The sign.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm seeing like a ton of them on Reddit right now of a bunch of other people. All I guess it's a thing right now. I think it's Taco Bell. I don't know. I can't make it.
Yeah, that's Taco Bell.
I haven't gone to Taco Bell in ages.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's kind of real funny.
Big old wiener.
Big old wiener.
Let's peek.
That's a penis.
You've seen that video of this cop frisking this one dude and he grabs his penis by accident, right?
No.
What?
What?
What? Okay, hold on.
What?
Wait, let me find that dick video real quick.
It was so funny.
He grabbed his dick and he was like, what?
Hey, what are you doing right down here?
It's saved on his phone. I don't know why he's looking.
I don't we're doing a podcast right now. Does he say that?
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold.
That's your penis. All right.
That's your penis. All right. Why is it up? Like up there? Unless his pants are like really that low.
Hey, sometimes you know you just gotta.
It's funny because like right before that I was like, yeah, it's real cold outside. It's cold, right? Yeah, no, that's real cold. Now, what's this? What's this right here? That's my dick. Yeah, that's your penis. All right.
My bad. All right, you're clean.
Get out of here. I gotta go wash my hands.
He slips his number in his pocket.
That's bad, Alex.
Oh, it's like Hooper's only for Europe? What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, well, the rest of the world has to deal with our shit when we get stuff and they don't.
What?
Yeah, America always gets like stuff and other parts of the world don't.
It's okay. Yeah. That's normal.
No, that's normal. America's get it first. Americans get it first.
Nah, that's not necessarily true.
Remember when South Africa couldn't get Titanfall?
What?
Their internet was too slow to run
the game. Oh, yeah, they just didn't give it to them.
Yeah.
Wow, what kind of shit is that?
They said that you don't have the internet connection to enjoy our game or whatever. So they just didn't. They just didn't give it to them.
I'll just fuck off, guys.
Yeah.
Get better internet.
Oh, well. Whatever. It's not like anyone can afford it there.
Wow. That's Alex for you in a nutshell. Dick.
Who are you kidding? Oh, did Strike Suit Zero come out on PlayStation 4 yet? That's that really high action, like, space shooter.
Oh, hey, did I tell you guys what I did for my birthday or what my girlfriend did for me on my birthday?
I thought that was private.
What? No, no. Before.
No, not that.
Anyways.
She surprised me by taking me go-karting. Indoor go-karting.
Yeah. Did we talk about this last
time? We talked about it when we lost cast, remember?
Yeah, when we lost.
Yeah, you were the only one that was there, but Spencer and Adrian weren't, so... I figured, all right, I could rehash this story. It didn't come out anyways.
You want to tell
it? Yeah, no. She told me it's like, because my birthday was Monday, but on Sunday it was really the only time that we could find time together. So she's like, hey, just be ready for me to pick you up at 3 or whatever. So she picks me up, and we drive towards the Bay Area. And around, I think it was in Livermore or whatever. She pulls off and... I don't know. She goes to like this industrial park or some shit. And I'm just like, where the fuck? She's gonna kill me or something.
You're in
shot. So and then like she pulls into this indoor go karting place, with like super fast go karts that go like 45 or 50 miles an hour, indoors, nice. And it was really cool. It was awesome. But I got I get motion sick from time to time. And the fact that I only got like 3 to 4 hours of sleep the night before, I go there and then like after the first race, I'm just like my head is kind of like is I think it's still over there.
Can we not do this?
Or... Yeah, and so like we had like 15 minutes in between like our next race because like a bunch of other people were gonna go, and we go again the second time because I figured we paid for two or she paid for two rather. And so might as well go for two, you know, and I was feeling better or whatever. And I was like, whatever, I'll be fine. And then like throughout the race, I guess it's just like the adrenaline that's going. It's just like, you don't really feel anything. You're just like, I gotta race faster.
Knock him off.
Yeah. And then like I stop and I get out of the go-kart and I'm just like, oh, I don't feel good at all. And I don't... I don't ever get, like, nauseated when I get motion sick. It's just, like, my head won't stop moving around, basically. Mm. Yeah, so it's just... It makes me feel like I'm gonna be sick like that, but I don't ever throw up. So, yeah, she felt really bad about it for obvious reasons, but I'm just like, you couldn't have known, because if you would have told me to bring Dramamine... You know, then it would have ruined the surprise, you know, and all this other stuff. But
yeah,
still, it was fun, and I loved it. It was awesome because it wasn't typical. I didn't expect it.
Go kart.
Yeah, awesome.
We've got a track up here.
You tell them how you failed your lap times.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't fail. I the first race I came in fifth. because we were racing with a bunch of kids too. Like the top three, I think, were all the little kids who weighed like 2 pounds. So they were just fucking screaming down the track, basically. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, I'm an adult and overweight. I can't go as fast as you can. And so I get...
You're like Bowser. Yeah. Should have knocked them off the track.
Right? I should have, right? I should just hit them when they went by. Piece of shit, kid. Respect your elders. But yeah, I got 5th on the first one, and Leanne, I think, got 9th, but only because she couldn't readjust her seat and push the gas pedal all the way down. She could only make it halfway, so she was only going like half as fast. Yeah, and I almost lapped her at the very end, like the last lap. I was like right on her ass all the way around, and I was just trying to find the right moment to pass her, but we ran out of time. Second
right moment is right when she's going in the corner, hit her. And then you. And then you hit her fender, and then she'll spin out. She'll let you go.
Okay. She'll pull over and let me drive by. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you hit her and let her spin off the course.
You just honk.
Have little cloud guy pick her back up.
We don't call it, we don't call it spinning out. We call it a love tap. Mm-hmm.
A very aggressive and.
An aggressive love tap that sends her spinning into the wall.
That gets her out of my way as fast as possible.
Whatever you want to call
it. It's all right.
Still fucking violent.
So, the second race, she actually beat me by a tenth of a second. Because it goes by lap times, like how fast your fastest lap is. Not necessarily like who passes who. And she beat me by a tenth of a second. Yeah.
Damn.
I ended up getting 6th that time.
Get to the Star Cup that
day. No, I'm never going to be on Rainbow Road.
Yep.
But I could be that douche with the camera that, like, you know, goes around. I could be that dude. I'll get, like, a tutu that looks like a cloud around me. I'll paint my face orange.
Oh, that's the same guy that picks everybody up.
No, I'm not gonna be that guy. I ain't gonna help you guys out. I'm his twin brother.
Oh, the camera guy.
Oh, Spencer, you might want to keep this phone number on speed dial.
Oh, oh no, I want to see this.
Yeah.
We scoop dog poop.
Really?
911. Sign up online. Check out.
No, but how awkward is it when somebody asks you what you do? Oh, no, I got poop 911.
I work at poop 911.
We scoop your poop.
Now, let's just pause and look at the SUV in front of it. Look how many stick figure kids they have in their back.
Dude, a lot of those look like dogs. Maybe this person's following them. Oh, they even have a bumper sticker that says, I heart children.
I'm pretty sure that's John and Kate plus 78.
What do you think their license plate spells out? This is like curtain jail.
What?
Hey, you got it.
Yeah, it's curtain jail.
My husband's Kurt. He's in jail.
This is a Chinese restaurant in the back.
Why is everything else more interesting than the car that says poop 911 on it?
I don't know. There's a Chinese restaurant that I think is called Jackie Chan.
What?
Yes. I think it's Jackie Cat. Catch?
No, I think it's Jackie
Chen.
Jackie Chen.
Maybe it's Chen, yeah.
Empress.
I don't know. There's
Chen
a
Empress.
It's Express.
No, there's that's a, Empress.
There's a truck behind the gas
Jackie's
station that says free
name.
Truck.
Ah.
Yeah, that's there's yeah, it says free truck.
It says free truck.
Where?
behind the gas station.
Oh yeah, it does. Free truck. Damn, this whole picture has a lot going on.
Damn, they blocked out that number, though.
I know, right?
It's
like one of them.
It's 6464, just punch numbers.
Yeah, there's only a couple.
Then that's it.
That's all.
I'm really sad I can't find this picture that I'm still looking for.
I'm really sad that this company's slogan is "We scoop dog poop."
It should have been "We scoop the poop."
We scoop the poop.
That's a little too broad. It's like all kinds of poop, even human.
What?
Oh, their front fender says sign up online for a poop-free yard.
What?
The car.
Like a free poop on the yard? Front,
on the fender it says sign up online for a poop-free yard.
Damn. Yep. They saying my yard's poopy?
Oh,
where
yeah.
Do you see the poop-free yard?
On the front left fender.
Front? Oh, yeah.
You guys want to see another really cool car? With a bunch of
probably.
Text on it?
Oh.
Oh. American Family.
Don't fix this car. Why?
Unhappy customer.
I don't love this engine. Angry.
Hate.
Hate.
Don't fix American this car. Family. Why?
Why?
Oh, they scratched something out. What the
right,
hell?
Phone number. The we'll caption see. Was, I wish this was a Dodge van. Probably so it could be a Dove van. Hate. Angry.
What the fuck? I like how it says unhappy customer.
Unhappy customer.
Unhappy.
I don't hate
one oh, happy
unhappy.
Customer.
The capitalized station through golf. Unhappy.
Oh, dude, this thing is just full of cool car pictures. Look at that shit. That's the official van, dude.
Facebook.
What do you mean it's the
official
van?
That's the
official
Facebook van. Why else would they have the license plate?
Red? Why the fuck is it red?
It didn't come in blue, alright?
Bullshit. It's in the back. It's in the back.
You broke my van.
They got a taillight out.
We gotta go back to the van
picture.
Alex.
You found more stuff in the van picture?
Well, look at the front of the van.
Yeah, that's the part that they didn't fix.
and the grill.
What?
It makes a sad face.
And then look at the side, the bottom of the side of the thing. It's like burnt. This thing was on fire.
It could have been.
This van was on fire.
Too bad they didn't leave the numbers so you could ask.
It burnt all the paint off.
It's like, this van was on fire.
This van is on fire.
Not happy with you, Spencer.
What did I do?
Look at the bumper. The bumper. Makes a sad face. Sad.
Oh,
it's looking at
yeah,
you.
Facebook is from Ontario, Canada?
Yeah.
What?
Ontario? Don't say Ontario.
On the license plate.
No, don't say Ontario.
Yeah, dude.
It does. It does.
No,
yeah.
but you. You don't say Ontario. It's Ontario. This is America.
Ontario. What?
Learn to pronounce letters.
It's America. Say whatever you want.
I said unhappy, okay? So.
Unhappy.
This is America. We whitewash words. This is Ontario.
Whatever.
I like it.
Don't tell me what to say.
Like I'll tell you what to say. I
stop,
just said.
Stop pronouncing.
America heard it. America heard it.
Now, I know there's a couple of Canadians that listen to the podcast, so all of you have to now change how you say that.
Yeah, you have to.
But that's probably. Say do you think that's from Ontario?
What?
Canada? Or
no,
do you think that's from.
There's an Ontario, California.
Yeah.
So it's
well, California. No, that license plate would say California on top, not Ontario.
Yeah,
no.
Then it would be a Cali license.
No, I don't believe it.
It would say America.
Oh. Man, I gotta get a new license plate. Mine doesn't say that.
It doesn't even have the. Actually, no. That's not right.
That's not right?
It's a red Dodge van with an Ontario license plate. Okay. Facebook, that's legit. Mark Zuckerberg is fucking driving.
It's another car picture. Man, everybody listen to the podcast, get a computer. You can just a bunch of cool pictures online.
Car you looking?
What is that?
That's the official Dallas Cowboys car.
Car you looking?
I was about to say, look at his taillights.
Oh my god.
He put electrical tape on there and carved out YOLO. Oh no, those are like pieces of leather like riveted onto it.
Oh, yes.
He got...
I see it.
He got assless chaps that say YOLO for his taillights.
What does it say on the van next to it?
It's SW.
SW.
That's it.
Could you not see that, Alex?
No, I thought maybe there was something else.
I was going to say, it says real big letters SW, and it's in just on the back window.
Well, that's no, I saw that part. I was like, well, maybe there's something else in SW.
Southwest.
Oh, yeah, it says, got you looking. Somebody get that license
plate
number.
Shut the fuck up. No, you didn't.
You pretentious asshole.
I'm
it's got some shiny white plastic rims.
I'm sure you've seen that picture, right, Alex? I'm sure you have.
Yeah,
that's pretty legit. It's Obama backpack.
What?
Harry Potter.
Makes Obama sense. Sonic.
The hell is wrong with that backpack?
I like it's got the number 10 on it.
What's up with his nose? He's got a booger sticking out.
Yeah, he's got like pee run down his nose.
For those who can't make it out yet, it's a picture of Sonic that says Obama and Harry Potter on it.
And also
and then Harry Potter.
Obama. And Sonic's eyes are yellow and he's got some yellow pee running down his nose. Too.
I don't understand what this backpack is.
And he's like standing in a swamp.
Yellow water. It's piss.
He's standing in a swamp too.
I think the only thing
that's what it is.
The flowers.
It's Mountain Dew.
It's Mountain Dew.
Damn.
Figured it out.
This podcast has come full circle.
That's good.
It's not brown though. It's not brown Mountain Dew.
Hey, let's not talk about that.
It's brown.
They can't see the picture we're looking at.
For anybody wondering, it's brown. Brown.
Yeah, it's brown Mountain Dew. It's definitely brown.
I'm really. I can't find this picture. Anyways, okay, I'll try to come up with the rest of it. I'll try to think of it. It's like this dude. The dude took like a picture, like a selfie of him, or whatever. And he says, "Yo, Tina, you know what are you doing tonight or whatever?" Like that, he's trying to hit her up or whatever. And this kid, it's like a teenage boy or something like that. He was like laying down, like, and his cat was in front of him, and like he was behind the cat, and he kind of smiles, whatever, and he tweets. He texts his picture back to the dude, and he's like, "Oh, not I'm not doing nothing or whatever like that." And it's like two more fucking lines of text or whatever. And he goes, "Hey, this ain't Tina or whatever," and the guy still thought it was a chick, that he was talking to. He's like, "Oh shit, Tina gave me the wrong number." Then like, what are you doing? Or what are you doing tonight, or whatever. Kid takes another picture with a different cat, with like a black cat this time, like in front of him in the same way, and he goes, "Sorry, dude, this isn't, I'm not a chick," or something like that. And then the guy texts him back, and he's all, "Damn, dude, how many cats do you have?" It was much funnier as a picture, but like, I just like that last line. It's like, "Damn, dude, how many cats do you have?" Like, he completely forgot that he was, like, trying to hit on, like, a girl and then, like, a different girl. After he figured out it was a dude.
Little boy.
Like, how many cats do you got?
And they became friends.
I can only hope that they became friends.
I know. That's, like, the happy
right?
ending.
Like, this teenage boy became friends with this very large black dude. And they were just the greatest friends ever. That's good stuff.
That's good. It's feel good story. Yeah.
I wish I could find the picture. If anybody could find that picture, tweet it to all of them, but not me. I've already seen it. I've already seen it.
See that shit again. That's
you guys
crazy.
Haven't seen it yet. Yeah? Does that make sense to you? Okay.
I've seen the ones where it's like, where people would take a selfie with their shirts off or whatever, and they're like, "Oh shit, wrong number," and then the guy who got it would take a picture in the same exact pose and be like, "It's okay."
It happens to the best of us. Anyways, I think that's cause for a good poop test.
I think. I mean, we came full circle. We started with the Mountain Dew. We came back to the Mountain Dew.
Secret.
Stop this! What are you guys doing? Don't.
Hey.
This is Al Donald.
What is that picture I picked up? No, it's Al Donald, dude. It's fast food.
It's Al Donald.
Why is it dark inside?
Hey, it's in Stockton. Don't worry about it.
I like that picture that posted to the right of it.
What does it say, Alex?
Ensemble por un Togo une et perspere.
That's not Togo's? I don't know what that is.
That's not Spanish?
Oh. No.
They're saying that Togo's, you have to dress good and then
assemble
you'll
your
prosper.
Suit for Togo's. It's for the president. That's probably what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
Yeah.
What?
Thanks everybody for listening to Mongoose Podcast. We'll see you whenever we record another one.
Yeah.
Bye.
Into the light, slowly.